Today on the podcast Rodeo Show, we're looking at Able Business Radio. Welcome to the podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we pick a random podcast, we throw it on, and we just give you our random, just nothing thought out, first impression. I've not heard this podcast. Now, today's show is not exactly random. That's because Zachary Sexton went out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicked on the Fiverr button, and cut in line. Now, he is the man behind Able Business Radio, and it says in iTunes, Productivity, Small Business, Evernote, and Trello. And the description says, if you're looking for 1% improvements that add up to big results, this is the place for you. Every week, we learn about simple systems and tools that will help you build the business and life you've always wanted. Are you buried in email? Zach will tell you how to dig your way out. Is technology holding you captive? Zach will help you evaluate your digital tools so they actually help you get stuff done. Learn everything about time management, productivity, and getting things done, better known as GTD. This weekly podcast teaches you tips, techniques, and habits for fighting procrastination, increasing your focus with the Pomodoro technique, journaling, automation, documentation, and delegation. You will also find out the best way to manage your to-do list, calendar, passwords, files, folders, and paperless documents. You can find him at Zachary Sexton, that's S-E-X-T-O-N, ZacharySexton.com. And I got to tell you, when I went out to get the download for episode 23, which is what we're going to be listening to today, and that is titled Resource and Knowledge Management with Tiago Forte, I'm going to guess on that name. I got to say, his show notes were insanely helpful. It was really, really cool. So before we get into episode number 23, I got one little reminder for you.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this.
You are listening to Able Radio, simplifying productivity for small business owners everywhere.
All right.
If you are looking for 1% improvements that add up to big results, this is the place for you. Every week, we learn about simple systems and tools that will help you build the business and life you've always wanted. Now, here's your host, Zachary Sexton.
All right, right to the point.
Welcome to Able Business Radio. My name is Zachary Sexton, and today I have with me Tiago Forte. Welcome, Tiago.
Why?
Thank you so much, Zachary. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It is a real pleasure to have you on. I've been reading your wonderful articles for quite some time. You're somebody in the productivity space that I look up to. You don't repeat the some of the things that you hear in the echo chamber. It's you've got unique
echo
ideas,
chamber, by the way,
takes that come from all the coaching that you've done, all the personal work that you've done, all the reading that you've done, and a synthesis of all that. And that's kind of what we're here to talk about, is your system for taking the information that you get in your world and synthesizing it and making connections and really making it useful, valuable information with a second brain, an external resource for you to look back on and use effectively. And I'm really excited about that. The one thing that I help people with, and the one thing that I try to teach and talk about the most, is when it comes to actions and managing all the would, could, should, ought to's out there. But I don't have as much material on resource management or idea management that you can, like if you read a great book and there's five or six takeaways that you really want to remember, where do you hold those? That's a very important part of productivity
here.
in the information age. So I'm really excited that you're coming on to share all that with us.
Yes. Yeah, me too. You know, one thing I really like about your podcast is that you embrace the small business kind of framing, because in my writing and in everything I do, I'm a huge proponent of freelancing. And even if it's not a full-time job, people having side projects, extra income streams, online businesses, all these things. And it's funny, something I've noticed where the whole tech startup scene is very loud and very influential.
Mm.
And so people start, say, a freelancing business or an online business.
So he's
looking
picking
to
where
the
we're
tech
gonna
startup
go.
Scene for inspiration. But that is almost always the completely wrong place to look. Tech startups are a very, very weird, bizarre animal. And really, the model that most people should be using is small businesses. That's a much more helpful and realistic framing.
Well, thank you. And you would know, you're in the Silicon Valley area.
Please don't kiss his butt again.
Probably worked with some tech startups. And, well, how about I let you give a little bit of your background and overview and how you got
care
into
about his background.
The productivity space with what you're doing. Because
no, that should have been part of the intro. All right. So the first thing, you don't have a whole lot of control about this, but Tiago, right? That's the guy's name. Tiago is podcasting from the bathroom for whatever reason. Probably got his Blue Yeti on the center of a, it's, and I always say I'm not an audio nerd. I'm not an audio Nazi until it becomes distracting. And that's way too much reverb on that guy's voice. And I realize that has nothing to do with Zachary, but you know, it is what it is. And that, again, is where I say I listen through the ears of a podcaster. Maybe somebody who doesn't do a podcast may not care, but to me, because Zachary sounds great. He sounds like he's right in my head, and then Tiago comes on, and he sounds like he's, you know, in a cave. And you kind of did the introduction backwards. You're like, today we have Tiago, and then I like this guy's stuff. He's got a whole bunch of da-da-da-da-da, yada-yada-yada. He's done sa-da-da-da-da, yada-da-da-da. And then he then turned around and was like, well, I'm going to kiss your butt too. I like your podcast because it's blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, I'm going, okay, what's, I thought I was going to learn about production and stuff. And meanwhile, it's just a love fest. So, and then he starts to go, you know what? The entrepreneur space is busy. Well, Is that where we're going to start? I don't know, because he picked it. And then tell us about your background. And I understand this. It's an easy place to start, but it's too open-ended. He could say, well, I was born in Westminster, you know, Oregon. My mom's name is Barb, and my dad's name is Joseph. And my favorite, you know, ice cream is chocolate, you know, whatever. It should be, how did you get involved with your productivity space? Or, you know, when did you decide, what event happened to you that made you decide to, this is going to be my gig? Something to get to what your audience was looking for. And then I always say, number one, I realize sometimes doing an intro while the person is there is a little weird to go, today on the show, we have, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Fallon. And it's kind of weird because that guy's like, wow, what am I going to say about this? Realize that you can always redo the intro later. So I've actually told people, hey, number one, they're busy. I will say, I'll do the intro later. I'm just going to start it off with, thanks for coming on the show. And you can say, thanks for having me, or however you'd like to respond. And that's how my intros start. And then from there, you are bringing this person on for some reason, and whatever that is, try to get to that meat and potatoes quick. And if you're going to ask him about his background, if it's pertinent, get to the most pertinent part of it, and do that with a directed question so that you get to that. Because in my opinion, every book I've read in marketing says we don't care about their background until they give us something of value. And so I remember one time I did an interview with Jessica Kupferman, who runs the JKM agency. She helps podcasters get sponsors. And I did all this stuff about all this great stuff that she was, an insight she had, and how podcasters were dropping the ball. And then finally later I said, well, how did you get into this? Oh, I was selling ads on internet ads and this and that. Well, her background made so much more sense, and you saw where she came from, and this is why she got all those golden nuggets. So I'm not sure your audience cares about, well, I was born, you know, in Idaho, and, you know, I used to do this, and then my dad told me to cut my hair, and I decided, you know, no. Start the interview pointed in the direction that will get to the meat and potatoes, that's going to inspire your audience to tell somebody about this show. Because the first part was just a big love fest, and then the background thing, and it, again, not your fault that the guy sounds like he's in the bathroom, but you might. Yeah, I don't know what you can do about that. I've given people sheets to say, hey, please, you know, use the best microphone you have, things of that nature. And in some cases, if somebody sounded like that, I'd be tempted to say, hey, let's try this. I'm going to, can you install Skype on your phone and then connect over Wi-Fi? Because that would give you a much better sound than that, because now you don't, you're not dealing with a microphone that's 12 feet away from your person. And you're actually using the, believe it, in this case, it sounds weird, but the microphone on the phone would sound better than what Tiago had. So that's my first impression. Like I say, I love the show notes. That's the kind of stuff we go over to. If you want a full review of your show, go over to Podcast Review Show. That's where it's myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson, who also is known as the Podcast Talent Coach. Find that podcast, and myself. And we go over your website. We go over the flow of your podcast. We go over the actual content. We find out what you're doing right, and we advise you on things that maybe need tweaked a little bit. So Zach, thanks so much again. You can find him out at ZacharySexton.com, and I'll have links to everything out at PodcastRodeoShow.com. So thanks for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride.